is beautiful. Lovely, in fact. Fitting for today to think of people dancing together, learning to balance their needs and leadership with the needs and leaders of the other person they're dancing with. For what is love if not a dance? Sharing in our bodies with one another in different ways. Love is born and grows in the hearts of us, but also in our actions. One of the things, and you may know this, that's known about this church is that you are easy to love. It's true. It's what everyone told me, and I can see it in the connections that people make here with one another, whether you know each other well or have just met. It's true when we offer ourselves to create justice, and it takes hard work in the world to do that. But it's true that you're easy to love. But if you're like me, there are times you're also hard to love. Many times where I'm not my best self, I wonder how the people around me, whether family members or friends or where coworkers, offer their grace. But that's what we're called to do, to reach out to one another, letting us know that we don't have to be perfect to be worthy. In many ways, the image that comes to my mind, though the dance is beautiful, is that love is a flowering plant. How many of you are gardening right now in some way? Power to you, because I can't do it. So you know what you're doing. I'm not a gardener. My wife is good at that. She likes to grow things. I like to watch them grow. Maybe cheer them on from the sidelines, water them if I have to, but I'm not that into it. But think about it for a moment. Anything that you grow well or you've seen grow starts as a seed in some form. And my imagination tells me that a seed in some way, even metaphorically, maybe not literally, it imagines its future. It has hopes and dreams of what it might be, thoughts about how tall it might get or not. But no matter what the seed hopes for, no matter its dreams, it can't accomplish it alone. A seed needs good soil, it needs good neighbors, it needs just the right amount of rain or just the right amount of sun, just the right amount of time. If a freeze comes on too late, it can be killed. So all of the things, all of the elements must align for a seed to grow just as it should. And even though the dreams and hopes of the tiny seed may change, it grows still. Even if it grows and dies, it's growth nonetheless. So can we take that on ourselves? Can we hope and dream for the future, offering love and support, nurturing fertile soil for our dreams, and sometimes a little sun and sometimes a little rain, just in the right amounts, hoping to encourage growth? Anise told me that the title of the song that the children would sing, and I have to admit, once I heard it, I ran with it. This idea that love grows one by one, two by two, four by four, through voice and song, all the way till it comes back to our home, isn't that what church is meant for? Isn't that what it means to be alive in this world, to make connections, to encourage one another, to love and grow? You may know this reading from Marge Piercy. I like nature and the earth, though I'm not good at growing things. And so I share this one with you. Connections are made slowly. You've heard it before in some way. She writes, connections are made slowly. Sometimes they grow underground. You cannot always tell what's happening by looking. More than half a tree is spread out in the soil under your feet. Imagine it penetrating the earth quietly, with no trumpets, nothing to herald it, but real all the same. Weave real connections, create real nodes, build real houses. For we must live a life that we can endure. We must make love that is loving. So we should keep tangling and interweaving and taking more in until we're stretched out as far as we can under the soil. We reach down, we reach in, and then we reach out. Every gardener knows that after the digging, after the planting, after the long season of tending and growth, the harvest comes. That's what it is for our lives, and that's what it is for love. If you have children or grandchildren at this point, you know that you plant seeds that take a while to sprout. If you teach in some way in schools or in church or just to your neighbors, you know it can take a while to see it sprout and grow. But the effort is important all the same. I believe it's our job that we were placed here on earth to help love grow, whether it is just one by one through relationships where we care for each other, where we bring a meal or drive someone to therapy, by choosing to love when it would be easier and safer to keep up walls of defensiveness, we help love grow. And I believe we're called to help love grow two by two and four by four when we would create families and communities, focusing not just on the ideals that we carry, but also the very real presence we inhabit with one another. Love grows by taking the hand of a stranger or of someone else, a stranger or a neighbor, a friend, a lover, or an enemy, and taking their hand, squeezing it gently, letting them know that you are there for them. Each reading I've offered today from all these different ministers carries one theme. We're at our best when we're reaching toward one another. Not so that they might do what we want, but so they might really live. They may grow into whatever it is they are to be. Love is more than a feeling. It can be nice to be easy to love, but it's in the difficult moments in which love is a decision, a clear effort to move beyond what we feel to what we think, to what we know is true, even when it's hard. So I invite you this moment. Use the silence of this space, the energy that's here from beautiful music and laughter, from tears of sorrow and cries of joy. Use this space to look inward, to see how love has grown in your life, what you've been able to do, and then, always and then, to look out, to think of how we might reach Manassas or Northern Virginia or the world, to speak up for the voiceless, to give hope to the hopeless. We can only do it by growing ourselves, by being the unique person we were born to be. Each of us has a gift to offer, born out of our experiences and our wisdom, so may each of us use those gifts, whether they're good or bad or ugly or all in between. May we use the gifts so that love can grow in one another and in the world around us. May it be so. Amen.